Hey y'all, this is Maddie and you're listening to the Magnolia May podcast. Okay, today we have my grandma with us, Carol, and or we call her Yaya. So Yaya, say hi.
Hello.
Okay, so today we're talking about hostess with the mostest, and Yaya, first, what do you do to prepare your home and like what do you in preparation clean?
Oh, the winter months are not so bad because most of our activities are inside. So it's just a matter of cleaning the house, making sure the kitchen is, that dishes are put up, the countertops are clear so that people bring in dishes, they'll have a spot to put them. Making sure all the seating areas and the tables are prepared. I don't usually have fancy tablecloths or anything. Sometimes I'll just use like a clear tablecloth with pictures of previous holidays under it, and extra seating for the kiddos, usually at a card table or breakfast table.
Mm-hmm.
I do make sure the bathrooms are well stocked and clean. You know, people tend to look at your bathrooms and judge it.
Oh, yes.
Look what it's done for Becky's. And so that's a big part of it. I usually decorate seasonally, probably too much for Christmas and Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Outside activities in the spring and summer require not only the house being clean, but also the yard being clean, mowed, flower beds fixed with seasonal flowers, chrysanthemums in the fall, geraniums in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Usually make sure I have plants there around our eating area, which is around the garage. And our garage just kind of stays decorated, kind of a junk wall. You would think you were in Cracker Barrel, maybe.
Yeah.
And so there isn't really a whole lot to add to that. Just making sure no cobwebs or sometimes we put out fly sticks and things like that.
I was fixing to say the garage never seems to have bugs, really, when we have outdoor activities.
We try.
We
clean the concrete with a power washer usually before anyone, you know, comes, and at the last minute, and then we use a blower to get the walls and windows and around.
Yeah, that sounds good. So branching off on the decor, like I said, isn't always required, but it's something that you specifically always have. So your house stays well decorated year round, but what occasions do you specifically decorate for? Like, I know birthdays are one that you always do with fun little stuff.
Yes. You know, I try to add seasonal items, but not like completely have to redecorate the whole house.
Mm.
So if I have for instance, for Easter, my table decoration, I added a metal carrot in it to go with the Easter thing. And my tray that was out, I made sure I added a bunny. And
yeah,
he's being changed over now to Memorial Day, 4th of July. Red, white, and blue stuff incorporated a little that will really last me through Labor Day. And then by then, it'll be time to add a few things for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So mainly that's it. I like to, if it's birthday, I like to try to find something that I have, some little memento that is special toward that person. Maybe my oldest daughter's baby dress or something that I can set out that's a conversation starter and goes with that kiddo.
Yeah. Well, we could even talk about JC's grad party coming up this weekend. Like, this is more of a usual how we decorate for events like that. I know you're going to put tables in the garage and decorate them, and you're going to have your antique Coca-Cola cooler with some water in it.
Yes.
And then you talked about you you always made us scrapbooks for these bigger moments like graduation, and you're going to make one of those for JC.
I'm working on it.
And then, oh, I remember you always had the suitcase sit out that held our, like, birthday and graduation cards. That's a signature touch.
Yes, that suitcase has worked well because we drape a little sign over it that says cards here. Mm-hmm. And that way I don't have to worry about buying anything specific. We've used it for weddings and birthdays and now graduation.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of a staple on our table.
Uh-huh. Got your money's worth out of that.
Yes, we have.
Let me think. I had something else I was going to ask, and I don't remember what it was. Oh, we kind of talked about it a little bit, but tablescapes is a big thing when some people get more into it than others for hosting and such. But you kind of talked about, you know, you always have, like, a centerpiece or, a special occasion, something on the table, like the bunny or the carrot, you said. Is there anything else you specifically like to do, like special napkins or dinner plate holders or plates even?
Yes. I do have a Christmas setting for the big table for the, usually for the adults, but I always try to have pretty napkins. Not always pretty plates because sometimes, you know, our food is, need something more than just the party plates. But, you know, a pretty napkins always set everything off and add a special touch. Tablecloths, I have quite a few just vintage ones that I've gotten at garage sales or estate sales. So, like for Easter, I had the dessert table decorated with a vintage cloth that I paid little nothing for, and it will be the same for the graduation party. It's a crawfish bowl, so it'll have newspapers on most of the tables, but the center table will have just the standard red, white, and check plastic tablecloth that, you know, you can get most anywhere. Just to, you know, kind of liven it up. I work at a flower shop some, so I have access to real flowers. Mm-hmm. But I have found that just clipping things in your yard and putting in a vase always adds an extra little punch. Mm-hmm. Now I have iris blooming, so I'm sure they'll make it to the arrangement. Wild roses, wildflowers, Indian paintbrush, blue bonnets here in Texas, just anything off the side of the road. In the winter, just winter greenery. It's fresh and has that nice cedar smell. Always looks like you sort of went the extra mile.
Yeah.
On tables, we have a variety of kids from adults all the way down to age 4, so I always have some candy bowls. I have picked up enough clear candy dishes at flea markets that if the kids break them, it's no loss. They, you know, white gumballs or multicolored gumballs, things, candies, yeah, like that, always look beautiful and look like you went out of your way. Of course, Halloween, it's easy with all the different candies available, and sometimes just using things that you already have that you, you know, you can get ideas, of course, from Pinterest. I copy a lot of their stuff.
Yeah.
At Halloween, I drag out my Stephen King books and use them for risers for some of the candy dishes. I mean, I have them already, so no expense, and, you know, why not use them as part of the display?
Right.
So, you know, always look around your house, see what you've got. Metal yard ornaments can even be used as part of your decorations.
Yeah. And that's something that you've always been really good at with decorating, is you get really creative with what you have already. Like, you can look around and put little things together and make it, you know, one big thing. And that's something else I think a lot of people don't understand, is you don't have to go buy fancy, like you said, crystal bowls even to put candy in, or tablecloths. It can be from a garage sale, flea market, whatever, and still look like you put a lot of effort into it.
Exactly. And now with all the Dollar Trees and Dollar Tree ideas for crafting, it's not any expense, and always adds that little extra punch.
Yeah, it really elevates it for sure. Okay, so let's talk about food. We bring dinner and like we do potluck sort of things for bigger events, but what is your like go-to dinner if you had everybody at the house and dinner was on you? What was your go-to?
Oh, gee, I guess it would depend on the time of the year. In the fall, we have a lot of stew or chili, and that way the men folks they enjoy that and can cook out.
Yeah.
During the winter, my son will throw fish often. We also like gumbo, and it's kind of a staple around Christmas, which is probably different than some folks.
We do always have gumbo.
A lot of people get tired of turkey and dressing and ham, but of course those are always traditional go-tos too.
Yeah.
Spring, we have a family barbecue rib cook-off that takes the heat off of me, because the most I would have to fix is a rack of ribs, and all the kids seem to enjoy the competition. We even have a plaster pig that we award to the winner for the year of the rib cook-off.
The purple pig.
Yes. Usually get somebody non-family to judge.
Uh-huh.
Summer months are harder for the cookouts for summer food, but of course, fruit in the summer is hard to beat. A watermelon bowl. I just did this the other day, that you can buy a watermelon bowl already prepared now at the Brookshire Fresh Bakeries. Mm-hmm. So that helps my game plan up a lot.
And a lot less work.
A lot less work. So, of course, summer mats, chicken salad sandwiches, big bowls of chips and dips, perfect things like that.
Oh, yeah. And those pimento cheese sandwiches. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
Super easy. And then we usually bring, you have the family, kind of everybody brings something around Thanksgiving and Christmas when it's more of a packed house. And then we have like the gumbo and things like that. We have lots to pick from.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, good deal. So, you know, I didn't even ever think about this until today, but do you enjoy cooking, y'all?
I don't.
See, I thought so. I was like, you know what? I don't even know if y'all really likes to cook, but I think she just has to.
I don't. I never think what I fix is quite good enough. But yet, I think the main reason I don't want cooking is I just don't like cleaning up after it.
Yeah,
but
that
I've
part.
Learned a lot of shortcuts over the years. For instance, potato salad. A lot of work goes into potato salad, making it homemade, because you've got to boil the eggs and you've got to boil the potatoes. But I have learned that there are certain pre-made potato salads that I can buy and add to.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh chopped onions too, and parsley and dill, and maybe even make it creamier with mayonnaise, where not everyone knows that it's not homemade. So I'm learning shortcuts like that on quite a few things. I seldom try to make the sweet myself. I just don't feel like I do very well at cakes or pies. So I nearly always order something already prepared, as well as the what our dessert is. And some easy things, some things my mother did. Growing up, we had canned peaches, but real whipped cream. So I took the real whipped cream idea, and I usually have that. JC to slice up some fresh strawberries and buy the little shortcakes. Banana pudding is always a hit, whether it's instant pudding or the regular homemade.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but I do need to, probably the more I cook, the better it would be, but that hasn't happened yet.
I must have got that from you and Mom, is I don't bake well either. The only thing I can bake decently is, like, from a box. If I try and follow a recipe on Pinterest, it almost never turns out, and I don't understand why. But I will say,
I don't like Pinterest recipes either.
Yeah, and it's hard to find a really good one. But the one thing I know that you, Mom, and I can make that is a knockout every time is that whiskey cake, the carrot cake. I love that cake, and everybody I know that eats it, whoever, regardless whoever made it, loves it. So that is our one, that's our one talent.
It has been a hit, yes.
Yeah.
I think every family probably has some go-tos like that are, my mom always made socket tummy cakes that were basic.
Yeah.
And they would get you paired with whipped cream or peaches or strawberries or whatever. And so I think every family has some go-to recipes like that we love.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right. Well, that's all that we had for today. So thanks for talking to us, y'all.
Okay. Thank you for having me.
Okay, guys, thanks for listening today. And as always, you can find Magnolia May Podcast right here on Spotify.